If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way. Someone said this to me before. Matthew, you're so full of yourself. And I, without thinking, I was like, well, who else am I supposed to be full of?
That's a good line.
And I stopped after. I was like, that's exactly what I meant. And I went and wrote that down. I wish more people were more full of themselves. I think we should take some time to be able to look in the mirror and own that thing that we pulled off. And go, good job. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. At the same time, be able to, as we do more often, look in the mirror when we fail and go, bogey, you did not pull that off.
Give others and yourself more credit.
Happiness, you can't guarantee it, but there is a science to satisfaction. There, you can look at habits that engineered less pain in your life, maybe more pleasure, but at least less pain. And that's a win.
So much easier to be supportive and gentle of other people than of ourselves. You know, you will happily bestow this sort of gentle, reassuring pat on the shoulder when somebody succeeds or falls short when they tried their best. Yet, given the fact that you tried your best, you give yourself a kick on the way out of the door and a harsh word to follow you.
Yep, because I got myself in the pickle. Because things didn't go how I wanted it to go or how I believed it could go. Life's the ironic tragedy. Life is pain. I'm the reason that I stepped in, which is also an asset. Even if someone goes, why are you giving yourself so much credit for screwing that up?
We're going to make mistakes. You got to own them. Then you got to make amends. And then you got to move on. Guilt and regret kills many a man before their time. So turn the page, get off the ride. You are the author of the book of your life.
There are habits that I notice of things I take care of in my life, health-wise, faith-wise, father-wise, husband-wise. If I'm doing that consistently, there's less valleys.
The ironic tragedy is that life has to be lived forward, but only makes sense in reverse.
But when you look back, we can all connect every single dot. It's mathematical, scientific, how we got to this table right here. It's all connected if we go back and look at it. And there's a whole lot of, I thought that was the end. Well, it was the end, but it was the beginning of this thing. What you're leaning into is that mystery going forward, right? That ironic tragedy that you have something to push off the, well, I don't know what I do want, but I do know I don't want that. You have leverage.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's there. You know, we always say, well, who are you? You know, I want you to figure out who you are. And we ask, I try not to ask my kids that now. Well, I want you to know who you are. And a part of that who's helped me is Bob Dylan's lines. Like, I don't know what all this talks about who we are, man. We are all just what we create ourselves to be. And that gives me a little, oh, that's relaxing. But it's so much easier to figure out who you're not. And if you start eliminating the who I'm not, by sheer mathematics, you end up
moving toward
who more of what feeds you and who you are. And it's a hell of a lot easier thing to go, how can I get rid of some bullshit in my life, than it is to go, well, how do I go to my true self?
Do I want to press the accelerator more quickly? Or do I want to take my foot off the fucking brake?
sometimes the hard work and the endurance and the elbow grease, the work harder, we were talking about that hustle, is not the way out. Sometimes it's, I need to back up, laugh, have a sip of my favorite whatever, and dance my way through the raindrops out of this sun. And even looking at the things that are bad and going, oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
If you can find something that you have an innate ability for, we love doing things we have an innate ability for, right? Have an innate talent, it's in our DNA for. And then go, now I'm ready to educate myself, learn, hustle, go after, see, create opportunities, bam, bam. It's going to be in the prism of my, how I measure every situation where I am going forward. Hunt it down and do what you got to do to get better at it. And then if it's hopefully something that the world can demand, you're...
Man, that's a sweet spot.
Now you're paying your rent, man. Now we got food on the table. Now we're rolling. Now we're waking up with some purpose. Now we're waking up with, you know, yeah, it's going to be a hard day today, but I'm not dreading Monday morning, you know? Yeah. May want to sleep in, but I'm building something here. I'm in construction.
You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
It's like if you want to have everything you could possibly want and more, then be a good person. The better a person you are, the more likely that is to happen. There's no better strategy.
Don't just do it for the money. You can make a lot of money. When you find something that you love, you will study it. Something that you love, it becomes a difference between being in speaking and speaking being in you. That you will become not just confident, but you will become competent on that.
Visualization is a gift to your heart and your soul. It's a gift. Because if the idea is the seed, visualization is the fertilizer.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap. The entitlement trap of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it, get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
Take everything away, and then what is it that you see in the mirror? Do you see there is the loving heart? There is the strength or the willpower inside this body. There is the discipline inside this body. There is a loyal person standing. There is pride inside of this.
And no, you're not famous, and no, it's not. You were, what, before you were ever an actor, before, what are you? What were you? Before you were McConaughey, before you were Texan, before you were an American, before you were an actor, before you were a movie star, before you were a celebrity. Well, come on, get it all off. And it was a purge. You're the only son of a can't get rid of. So, we're going to duke it out for the rest of our life here? Or are we going to figure out how to get along?
I think courage is the quintessential trait that leads to everything else. You have to first have courage. You have to have courage to quit your job. You have to have courage to get rejected. If you don't first have courage, nothing else follows. Again, it's not, are you courageous or not? It's how courageous are you? It's not a binary. I have courage because I have done things that have required it.
It takes courage. It takes courage to have a difficult conversation. Growth takes courage. Learning takes courage. Like, this takes courage.
Courage isn't for somebody else, for medals, applause, or moral debts. Courage is what, at that moment, feels most right for you. One great philosopher says, cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. What does that mean? That valiant people aren't afraid? No. It means that they experience that fear and they move forward. Move forward anyhow. Many people are dead now. Many people are allowing their dreams to die. Many people are allowing their ideas to lie dormant and collect dust. Many people have all this talent and ability that they are allowing to be buried inside of them, that they will take with them to their graves because they didn't have the courage to be who they are. And I say, as you begin to look toward the future and manifesting your greatness, It's going to take everything in you, everything in you, that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? How is it? And start living with a sense of urgency, because you're here today, you're gone today. Life is unpredictable. It's uncertain. There are no guarantees. No guarantees out here at all. So holding back, what are you waiting on? Ask yourself, what's the benefit of your waiting? What's the benefit of your not living your dream? What's the benefit of not listening to yourself?
And for many of you, the reason why you haven't gotten up yet is because you still think failure is final. Fear sedates us. Fear immobilizes us. Fear imprisons us. You gotta break out of that prison of fear and see yourself winning in the same place that you lost. Show me somebody who has achieved greatness. And if you pull up their past, I promise you, you'll see some failures and some lessons learned. If we can change our perspective on failure, our lives will never be the same. Stop telling yourself you're not good enough. Stop telling yourself you don't have what it takes. If you want your future, get up now!
I'm getting up, and I'm gonna do this again. I'm getting up, and I'm gonna try this again. And I'm gonna try it again, and I'm gonna try it again. I was made to walk in purpose and to fulfill destiny. I was not created for the prison of fear.
Courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently.
It's an emotion that you can't fake. If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful, but you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable.
Winning will cost you everything, but will reward you with so much more. It's going to cost you everything.
Courage is something that rubs off on other people. I think it's enormously to be desired to be around courageous people. And that might be different types of courage, some of it physical, some of it mental. Surround yourself with courageous people, or at least not cowards, not cretins, not the sort of people who just say the same things that everyone's meant to say and so on. There's many ways people can get out of this non-life that they are being shunted into.
Can you do what is required to fulfill your purpose? Can you do what it takes? Can you implement? Can you execute? Are you disciplined? Are you principled? Do you possess courage to walk in purpose and to fulfill your destiny?
What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous? What would your life be like if you decided to act on your dream, if you did what you felt in your heart? You know what courageous means? Courage comes from a French word which means of the heart. You know, it takes courage to live. Since most people go through life not allowing themselves to step out because they don't want to let go. They don't want to be blown around. They don't want to be moved. The courage to face life's whirling wind of contradictions. The courage to love yourself. The courage to take a chance. The courage to be who you are.
Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding. Be brave, be strong. Come out of the dark and into the light with everything that you have. Run after it. And you keep giving, and you keep pouring, and you keep believing, and you keep pushing.
It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or whether doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who comes up short again and again and again, who, in the end, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
Please, listen to yourself. You know the feelings. If you start listening to the feelings in your heart, and I'm doing it now more every day, I find that my feelings, I can trust them. And I say to you that as you look toward the future, you look at life on a daily basis, if there's something that you have been given, if you've heard something within yourself that you know that what you're doing now doesn't fit for you, it doesn't work for you, it's not giving you what you want, and there's something else that you want to do, don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. But the possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're in a rebuilding process, it's unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. That's the capacity of human beings. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how many flops you've had. It doesn't matter how much money you've lost. In fact, I see it only as an investment of what you learn from life. Not losses, but investments of what's possible for you. Once you start listening to yourself, and as you begin to act on your dream, as you start just trying to find your way, doing what you can with what you have, you will start seeing things opening up for you. You'll start attracting people. You say, where'd he come from? Things will start coming together, clicking for you. You say, whoa, you start brainstorming. Ideas will come out of nowhere as you focus on it. The key to it is to begin to focus, because as you focus on that which you want to do, that which we focus on, that which we give our energy to, it will begin to multiply. It will begin to expand. It will begin to develop your consciousness. And out of that comes your greatness. Out of that comes a commitment. Out of that comes a passion for life. Out of that comes a special power that you have in you that you haven't even called on yet. See, the powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them, if we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them. And the guy said, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat. Where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills or swallow half the pool of life. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. Make sure you do all you can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at my personal relationships, if I look at my professional relationships, if I look at my family relationships, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. Here's what I know about you. You've got greatness within you. As you look toward the future and developing your greatness, begin to know that your life is worth the effort. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. Yes, your life is worth it.
You might have failed in the weight room, and you might have failed financially, and you might have failed in school, and it doesn't matter where you fail. I need you in this moment to get up and try again.
I think one of the themes of your worldview that I've become familiar with is alchemizing bad times into good ones, a reminder that things that seem bad can end up being good. How can people, or how do you have more of that perspective during a hard time?
I probably start off intellectualizing something that I know I probably should believe in, but don't believe in it, and convince myself, even to an extent to trick myself, that, you know, to sit here and go, well, you just tell yourself, this too shall pass. Okay, great. Well, what the hell's that mean? even if it's true. In the moment, you're like, what are you fucking talking about, man? I'm in the debit section. I'm in a warning section. This sucks. I think that how much I'm conscious of it or not, my undeniable optimism and faith that this isn't all it is. And if it is, oh, so what? That's okay. Well, then really, so what? You know what I mean? What's the big deal? It minimizes. I seem to have a tendency not to make a bigger deal out of things that other people make a bigger deal. Dramas. I don't like to create false drama. When it comes and it's hard, I am affected. I get the blues. I get sad. I get mad. I'm a shit to be around. I can't get to sleep. I got demons in my own head trying to work the riddle out. Why did this happen? That's the other thing that's tough for me is I think that any bad thing that happens to me, my initial reaction is, well, what'd you do wrong to lead to this?
Heard a quote recently that said, every man knows reflection and introspection when he's at his lowest. Bad times, you can't do anything other than wallow in retrospective assessment.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things I've learned from you is when things are going well, given that that's presumably what you want to have more of, maybe worth deconstructing that.
Yes. Can I try and bottle some science here to why things are going well? And I did find consistencies. You were appreciating more. You were pointing out beautiful things and not taking them for granted. And so I found a list of things. I'm like, and when I get off track, I try to remind myself, you've been slacking on some of those. I've definitely found consistencies, and I think we all have them if we just notate them along the way that they're not by accident. Let's cheers. Let's have a cheers on the way for all the things that are work for when we have going right. Also knowing that it's not forever, that we will have a mountain to climb here shortly. What's my best advice I need to give myself right now is listen to my own damn advice.
Well, we used to look up in the sky and wonder at our place in the stars.
I want to skip the flattery and the attaboys, because I do know this. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, with whatever that prospect is in front of us, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing it.
It's like we've forgotten who we are now. Explorers, pioneers, not caretakers.
Now, why do you pursue things that scare you? Why seek the role that's hard?
Because it costs me something. Because it costs. It comes with a price. It's not really a risk unless you can lose the fight. I feel more alive in them. I have an experience in the making of them. I'm nervous every day I come to work.
There are things you can get away with in this world, and there are things you can't.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it. Get on it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them. I feel like when I nail a day and I knock and I know I did, I feel like, yes. I have a measure at the end of the day, like, you set out to do something, you prepared for it, you had intention, and you did it. That gives me gratification. That makes me feel, gives me significance. That gives me confidence.
So be brave, have courage, and when you do, you get stronger, you get more aware, you get more respectful of yourself and that which you fear.
I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. You're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced, and on paper, they're just better. And they know it, too. But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart.
What, because heading out there is what I feel like I was born to do? And it excites me.
Just because you can? Nah, come on. It's not a good enough reason to do something. Even when it means having more. Right, be discerning. Choose it because you want it. Do it because you want to.
It's on you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
It's on you.
You believe, we know from the science and we know from experience that if I exercise, it's a process and it's good for me, even though I can't measure it in the short term. And if I eat well and I keep doing that, I know it'll keep me healthy for the long term. I've eaten more leafy greens and less sugar. I know I just have to stick to this process that 100% of the time it works. How long does it take to get into shape when you start exercising? Nobody knows.
Right.
Neither does any doctor. Sometimes a little less time for some people and sometimes a little more time for others. Like, we don't know. We just know 100% that it works. And so I had to get used to the idea professionally that I'm going to do things that I know work, but I won't be able to measure them. And I just have to be okay with the fact that it works, like exercise, like eating right. And so that's where, learning an infinite mindset and letting go of annual goals. So people are like, what's your annual goal? I don't have any, because I can't predict what I'm going to achieve based on arbitrary timelines.
And it's real important in the visualization. You can't see it over there. You have to see it right here.
Feel it.
You got to feel it right here. Like, I am. It's all I am. I am. I am in my dream home. I am in my dream relationship. And then unpack what that looks like. But most importantly, unpack what it feels like. And when you have that emotion in this moment, all of a sudden you stir up something that I don't think will ever go back to sleep. It'll go, okay, let's go get that.
Develop your mind. You don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. You have greatness in you, that you have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. You have greatness in you. There's a presence in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. When you recognize your greatness, no one will ever pull your strings. You are different. You were created on purpose with a purpose to manifest that purpose through you. But you will never exercise authority and dominion over your life until you exercise authority and dominion over what you are not.
Abundance is just about overflow. It's about overflow. That means that if there were a saucer under this cup, abundance would be everything. This tea flows over into the saucer, and I can feed you from my saucer because I have filled my cup up enough. I use my cup for me, and I feed you from my saucer. Mm. And abundance is saying, I have a saucer in my relationships filled with great experiences. There's a saucer in my health and wellness. I have so much bountiful health and vitality that I can show up for you. There's a saucer with my spirituality that I can pray for you. I can forgive the perceivingly unforgivable and love the perceivingly unlovable. And then there's a saucer for my finances. Mm-hmm. And that in every area, because abundance is a 360 experience. See, wealth is singularly focused. Wealth is about your money and your possessions. That's wealth. Okay? But abundance is 360. I have a lot of very, very wealthy friends. They're wealthy, they're not abundant.
Your ability to put something into your own mind where nobody else has impact on, and only you know that day in, day out, you just still walk this path and feel for yourself how it's getting real, because it's unbroken, because there's nobody who can interfere.
Make that dash dance. Make it rock this planet. Make it unapologetic. Take no prisoners. Play full out. If you're gonna run, run fast, run hard, even at the risk of hitting the wall. Make it dash dance. Greatness is about being willing to be used to your highest level of possibility, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, even when you're alone, even when it's inconveniencing, you're still willing to lead.